Just the idea of fielding phone call all day long, because somebody has to do it, is a daunting task. And to be online, to try to deal with issues as they arise, and they arise all too frequently, and oftentimes, if you've ever dealt with issues in movement, you know that there is no simple answer to practically anything. And nothing gets fixed the first time. It has to be fixed time and time again. And it becomes very testing for a lot of things. For one's tendency to follow through, one's tendency to really want to get to the heart of the issue quickly, tendency to do things sometimes in a firm way, yet not in an offensive way. All these things tease out the differences between these things. Is not an easy thing, and it requires a certain kind of devotional method that's not easily come by.
You understand the problem very well. Sounds like you've been doing it.
One of the things I wanted to focus on, because the thought came to me, I believe it's in Bhagavatam, in the section where we hear about Narada when he's speaking to Dhruva. When he's speaking to Dhruva, Dhruva has, of course, he wanted the kingdom better than that of his father. And somewhere in that section, there's this interesting part where we find that when one meets a superior person, one should offer respect and appreciate to serve that person. When one meets a person who is on the same caliber or same emotional attainment, then one should associate and become friends with that person. And when one meets someone who is in a lower status, not as well developed spiritually, not as much in knowledge, in divine principles, in emotional service, what should one do? One should help that person, become merciful to that person. So, superior persons, we offer obeisances, respect, we serve them, we try to appreciate them. Persons on our own level, we make fast friendships with them, we commiserate with them, and help them, work with them. And people who are not on our same level, we try to help them with compassionate mood. But we see that in reality, which is also brought up in Canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens when we meet someone who is of a lower caliber? Generally, we make fun of them. That's the general tendency. Rather than being compassionate, we deride them or make fun of them. And when we meet someone of an equal level, what do? The natural tendency is always, we compete with them. This is what I am doing in Hungary. We slap our arms. We've done this. Maybe they've done that. We accomplished this. And we try to benchmark ourselves. You know, try to distinguish ourselves. And so there's this jostling for position. And of course, we meet someone better than ourselves. We envy them. And so this is the same idea, but flipped upside down. And so we are trying to look at things in the first way and not in the second way. We want to appreciate others. I always, whenever I think of Vaishnava glorification, the person always stands up. My Vaishnava song, who does it so wonderfully. It comes just like a river of nectar from his mouth, because he's so able to appreciate others. And so, this is what we should all try to do. Of course, you know, the spiritual master has a very special position in our lives, not just that he's a Vaishnava that we look up to. But we know that the spiritual master is the center of our devotions, and our thinking, and when there's some issue in our heart and our mind, we try to please Him, we try to understand through Him. We try to actually try to give ourselves to Him completely. And that's a simple verse. Describing the truth by approaching the spiritual master, quietly and submissively, render service to Him, self-realized soul, and impart knowledge unto you, because He has seen the truth. So the self-realized soul can impart knowledge to you because they have seen the truth. Approach, submissive inquiry, and say they have the rendering of service. Those three things are there. Prabhupada highlights them in the purport of that verse in Bhagavad Gita. One should approach. One should ask submissive inquiries, and one should render service. These three things are the essence, in one sense, of the cycle in the relationship. And we try to institute them. And if we can bring ourselves to understand these things, practice them, the more we can, the more the relationship becomes real. It's not just a fashion. We can just take the guru because everybody else was doing it, at least I hope not. We try to find someone that we could see Krishna through. And so without the help of a bona fide spiritual master, it's hard to connect with Krishna. Very hard to connect. Which, of course, we say everyone who's samsara, dhammapali, pranaya, kali, dhammapali, prabhupada, kali, unanavasya, undeva, krishna, shakana, spiritual master receives benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud moves water before its fire extinguishes, so the spiritual master delivers the material to the world by extinguishing blazing fire into existence. I offer my basis as a lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is the ocean of consciousness. So we are trying to recognize that the spiritual master is putting out the forest fire of material existence. And it is everywhere blazing, and we are caught in it. And we appreciate that this is a system. We didn't create it. Krishna created it. And so we learn to please Krishna, we learn to develop a relationship with Krishna by developing a relationship with one of Krishna's dear friends. Prabhupada used to sometimes say it, and maybe not quite so, this word, in one sense, elegant, right? That love me, love my dog. So the spiritual master or the great devotees there, like the dog of Krishna, not that we consider dogs in ordinary sense, but they are loyal and they are very dear to Krishna. And so if we wanted to please a great individual, someone who is a business person or a very wealthy person, or someone who is a political figure, you would want to please someone that was dear to them, or their children, or so. So that's actually the same process. We didn't create the system, Krishna created the system. You cannot reach Krishna without first reaching someone who Krishna loves. And of course, anytime we're in association with devotees, it doesn't take a great genius to recognize no two people think alike. Everybody thinks different. No two people are identical in their desires or how they would see or want to accomplish something. So naturally, there's a clash. And we can always see the glass is half empty and half full. We can see the clashes. Or we can see where there's actual consonance, where there is a confirmation or a cooperation. So one of the things I'm struggling to do, I bring these things up not because I do them, but because I know I should do them, is to recognize where we have points of commonality, because there's inevitably points of non-commonality with anyone. No two people that you could ever put in the same room would have the same attitude, same opinion about everything. It's not possible. So, therefore, we have to kind of realize that we appreciate what we can, and maybe there are times and there are reasons to do that, to have a vigorous discussion or maybe even an out-and-out argument, provided it's done in a way that's not antagonistic or hateful. But in general, we should try to appreciate what's good in others. And that way, we can try to look at the better side and the glass being full as opposed to the glass being empty. I always think that the real test of living with devotees is living in a traveling van. How many of you have maybe ever had that experience? One time it was quite a common experience in this country that devotees used to go out on sankirtan for some time. They would be gone for days, weeks, months, even larger portions of years. Sometimes devotees travel for years in vans. Small, Ford, usually, what do they call them? E-150. Yeah, E-150, or you got lucky at 250. I traveled with the boat, we had an E-350. It was a souped-up vehicle in a belt. And so when you live in a vehicle that size with somebody, you know, it's like an oversized closet, you live with them for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, certainly, your ability to appreciate the differences and to appreciate the good qualities becomes tested severely. You know, all kinds of things happen. I was one time with a sankirtan partner who would wake up in the middle of the night laughing. And, I would ask him what he was laughing about. He would never tell me. I don't know what he was dreaming. I'm sure he was asleep, you know, happened in the middle of the night. And all kinds of things would happen at one time. We would have this, and this is another interesting thing, maybe you all noticed that there was not a lot of hot water this morning. Another emphasis for getting up very early on this kind of thing. So early bird gets to eat hot water. But, you know, you go in the shower and it's cool. Well, when you're showering in a van, there's only one flavor of water, and it isn't hot. And we used to just fill up milk jugs in the back of the van. And some vans actually had showers in them and did not. One man I remember that I was with had a shower in the vehicle itself. And you had these cartons of milk, 1 gallon containers full of water. And I got up in the morning as usual, and it was very quiet. I was the first one up that morning, and I went in the back to take my shower. And we were parked in one of those places that was, you know, downtown area, so we didn't want to turn any lights on. And I reached for the water jug. I was pouring the water jug over my head. What I didn't know was the night before, the devotee had bought a couple of gallons of milk. And so in the middle of the morning in the dark, I had to pour me out and shake him. And these kind of things, they kind of test you. There's some other things that were more intense. I'm afraid the camera's rolling out of one of you speaking those kind of things. You know.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
But anyway, the whole point is that we have to somehow appreciate what we have. You don't know what we've got until it's gone. So we don't want to be waiting until that happens to appreciate someone or something. And we want to, especially myself, I want to appreciate Prabhupada, someone who's very patient with me this year. I've certainly given him all kinds of cause for vexation. And he is very also knowledgeable. He gave such a wonderful class. I was amazed Yeah, was it 2 days ago? We were at the Las Vegas there in New Rochelle about the various holy places surrounding Mount Meek, Kapra, and Naji Ram and other places. I very much appreciate all these things that he has and gives, and he's very friendly, and that is something that you sometimes don't notice so much, or you don't find so much, especially among those people who are in higher ranking positions in the movement. Of course, actually now I'm really pleasantly appreciative of the fact that in general, at one time, it seemed like the higher tier of ISKCON devotees were really, really difficult to approach, almost terrifying to approach, because it doesn't seem to be so much that way. Particularly, Rompa Swami is a counterexample of that. So, we appreciate, we offer our homage. We're trying to do some humble service, however faltering, for Rompa Swami. And we hope that all of you are happy today, together with your spiritual master, and you get a chance to offer some homage to him. This is actually a great, wonderful thing that we can get together and glorify someone. Where do people do this in the material world? Well, sometimes somebody dies and there's a eulogy. Okay, that's kind of better late than never. But we should, you know, do that before we get to that stage. Sometimes people win some, you know, sports thing and somebody says some kind of words of appreciation. Somebody writes an incredibly popular song and somebody gives them a trophy. They have these things. But these are really shallow. And most of the people who glorify those people really are envious of them instead. So let us try to put aside the upside-down version of this whole three sections of appreciating different kinds of people that we hear about in Dhruva Maharaj, and try to do it in the right way. Appreciate those who are better than we, associate in a friendly way, and compare notes with those who are on the same level. And for those who are on a lower level of spiritual understanding, we should try to definitely give them mercy. So, I've spoken too much. Thank you all very much. All glories to His Holiness, Rompa Swami, Hari Bol.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you.